for me, I've learned, first to be, just to be honest, in anything you do, in everything, from the big things to the small things. Secondly, to keep your circle very small.
Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o addressed the media at the Combine on Saturday. It was Te'o's first press conference since news broke last month that he'd fallen victim to a grand hoax and that the woman who he believed was his girlfriend and said had died actually never even existed. Most of the questions during the press conference focused on his personal life and the entire catfishing scandal. But in the midst of that, there was some talk of football, and Te'o said that he would love the opportunity to come to the Ravens at pick number 32 and take over for recently retired linebacker Ray Lewis.
I've grown up watching Ray Lewis, just watching his intensity, his passion for the game, his love for the game, his work ethic. You know, everything in a linebacker that you want to be is in Ray Lewis, from leadership qualities, all that. And, he'll be definitely missed in Baltimore and in the NFL as a whole. But if I get to go to Baltimore, it'll definitely be some big shoes to fill, but an opportunity that I now be honored to have.
If you're looking for a guy to fill almost unfillable shoes, I mean, it makes a lot of sense that you'd look for a guy that has had the spotlight on him and has played at a major program and has showed leadership. So that's why a lot of people are putting them together. And when you consider if his draft stock does tumble at all, then maybe they're in play at 32.
When the news about the hoax broke last month became national headline news, and Te'o said that the toughest part during the entire process was seeing his last name plastered all across the TV screens and having his family deal with his personal issues.
I think the toughest moment, to be honest with you, was a phone call that I got from my sister, where she told me that they had to sneak my own family in their home because there were people parked out in the yard and stuff like that. And that had to be the hardest part. And for me, something that I've always had a problem with is when I can't do something about it, when I can't help. So to know that my family was in this situation because of the actions that I committed was definitely the hardest part for me.
With Saturday's press conference behind him, Te'o has said that all that personal drama is now to the side, and he's answered everything he needs to. Focus now is to get back to football and improving his stock for April's draft. For all the coverage here at the Combine, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.